Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Quad City leaders say the metro area is still on track for bringing passenger rail service to and from Chicago. State and local officials held a press conference Monday on behind-the-scenes efforts to bring home an Amtrak line to downtown Moline. The project has stalled for more than a decade, but federal funding earmarked for the project was recently renewed. Illinois State Senator Mike Halpin of Rock Island said, however, support from the federal government and Amtrak is not likely to last.
It's become clear that the reliance on Amtrak and the federal government's ability to honor their commitments is in doubt. And so I think we need to explore additional options that don't necessarily rely on the federal government on Amtrak.
Halpin said securing additional state funding will likely be necessary to bring home the rail service to the Quad Cities. People who administer gene-based vaccines like the COVID-19 shot could face criminal charges under a bill moving forward in the Iowa Senate. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs has details.
The bill makes it so anyone who provides or administers a gene-based vaccine faces a misdemeanor charge with a $500 fine. Senator Dennis Guth, a Republican from Clamy, voted to advance the bill after reading an email from a constituent who claimed she was injured by an mRNA vaccine.
I am totally open to some new ways to work on this, but I definitely think this is something we need to pass at this point, and we can amend it and make it more workable for our state.
Numerous medical experts testify that the COVID-19 vaccine is safe and is vital to saving lives. The vaccine has been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which continues to monitor it for safety issues. If the bill does not make it through a full committee this week, it will likely be done for the year. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
In Illinois, Lake County's lead prosecutor says there was no plea deal with the defendant in the 2022 Highland Park mass shooting. Robert Cremo III pleaded guilty to the shooting on Monday morning, just as his criminal trial was supposed to start. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart says Cremo received nothing in exchange for pleading guilty.
Let me be clear. This was not a negotiation. This was not a deal. He made a free decision to plead guilty to every single count that this trial team and this law enforcement team was about to present to this jury.
Cremo pleaded guilty to nearly 70 criminal counts. His sentencing is now set for April. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is backing legislation filed yesterday that would allow community colleges to offer bachelor's degrees for in-demand career fields. Illinois' two-year institutions could offer four-year degrees in programs such as nursing, early childhood education, and manufacturing. Pritzker says community colleges provide flexibility and affordability for students.
To build an economy where every Illinoisan can get ahead, we need an education system that can meet people where they are, regardless of their age, regardless of their background or their zip code.
24 states, including Indiana and Missouri, already allow community colleges to offer baccalaureate degree options. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.